You guys can sit anywhere, please. There's no reserved seats, nothing like that. Please come and sit. You're on the inside as well. Sorry for those on the inside. You just have to turn your chairs. One, two, hey. So lovely to have you. Hey, look at this. In the book of Luke, it speaks about a lot of Jesus eating together at people's houses. This is the kingdom of God. The Bible says it's not just eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Lord. Amen. But what Jesus did, he fellowshiped. And he celebrated life together with everyone. And this morning, this is the heart, just to celebrate the year and God's faithfulness and what God has done. So for next year, we can be excited for the family camp. Hey, who's excited? We're going camping. So the church is going camping next year. From the 1st till the 7th of April, we're going to be camping in Flutbos, just outside of Caledon, which is not too far. It's an amazing campsite. There are a variety of stuff to do. There are two swimming pools, actually three. So one that's hot water for the people like me who don't like cold water swimming. I enjoy cold water swimming, but it's not my first point. But for those who have preferences, we can accommodate. And it would also be a nice weekend of fellowshipping together, speaking to each other, into each other's lives, and having good time together. So that's the exciting part of it. The comms will be sent out on the comms group. The slide is there, but we just can't get it right now, but it's fine. It will be sent via the comms team. Okay. Perfect. Who's excited to go camping? Yeah. I'm very much excited to go camping. That's fine. Morten, can you just flight that first slide? The one with the sheep. Thank you for helping me this morning. There was a letter sent out to the church from myself and Talent on Wednesday. We had no objection, so we're assuming we can go ahead, hey Talent. So Samuel and Tiu, before I call them up, this is what I just wanted to share about. So in the beginning of last year, July, myself and Talent and Seiko and Carolyn were called together with Sam was also one of those, the core team, that were praying together for what God wanting to do in Boston. So that was in July 2022. Thanks, my wife. So 2022, we prayed together and really trusted God for a church. God said, therefore go, plant churches, be in my hands and feet, and that's what we did. We came and we went, and we really trusted God. And myself and Talent were appointed as elders over the church with Seiko, who is currently looking after Tiger Book. And with our wives. And we've been doing this for about a year now, and we really felt God laying it on our hearts. Obviously, God speaks to us continually, but laying it on our hearts, it's time to grow our leadership team. And with that being prayerfully considered, we recognize the scripture in Titus that says, when they speak about the mandate of an elder or the characteristics of an elder, in the Bible, Paul writes to Titus, and he says, "This is why I left Crete, so that you might put what are remained into order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you." And this is the elder. Is anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, his children are believers, and is not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, overseer of God's as God's steward, and he must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant, quick-tempered, a drunkard, violent, a greedy for gain, but be hospitable, a lover of good, self-control, upright, wholly disciplined, and he must hold firm to trustworthy the word taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also rebuke those who contradict it. So basically what it's saying, that an elder is someone that the community looks up to, and the community relies on, that person must be trustworthy. And when you're being appointed as an elder, as so far our tradition is that we don't appoint people to put them a title on them to say, but we appoint them to say, we recognize that you're already doing this, you're already living out this, this is your lifestyle, your house is open to people, you are hospitable, you are a lover of God's word, and you study the word of God, and you are able to teach it with sound doctrine that encourage the church and encourage people around you. You are also a mentor who mentors people and who someone looks up to. And while we were praying about this, myself and Talent, we were just really in the time of prayer, we really felt God laying two people on our hearts. And these two people I'm going to call up right now, Samuel Gatenge and Theo Osman. You can please come to the front. And Talent as well. Thank you, Talent. So, the letter that we wrote to the church is basically saying to the community, do you recognize these two as the scripture has guided us and led us to someone being appointed as elders? So, what we're going to do right now is not the ordination of an elder, but it's we recognizing to say that these are two outstanding candidates who's currently living the characteristics of an elder, and we see the calling of God in their lives, both in their families and in their church and in their house life. We know that Samuel is already running the I'm trying to be serious here. It is true. So Samuel Gatenge is already leading the worship team, and we can really experience God's presence, the presence that he carries when he leads God's, when he ushers into God's worship. Theo is a hospital man. I've been at his house. I had the privilege of eating with him. He's a lover of God's people. He has a passion and a heart for discipleship. He really wants to see people grow into what God has called them. So both of their hearts are really for discipleship. And myself and Talent, we've really trusted God in this season for this. So what we're doing now, we're calling them elders in training. It's a new concept that we're currently doing in Chofo. So we recognize the calling on their life. And we really want to spend that intentional time of mentorship and discipleship as elders. So their roles will be, they'll be ministering in church. They will be sitting in governance meetings. Governance meetings is where we trust God and we follow the direction of God, because Jesus is the head of this church, not us. We follow his voice and we follow whatever he wants to do it. And they're going to come alongside us, and we are going to trust and lead this church as far as possible as God has called us to do. Okay, so with that being said, what we're going to do right now is that we're going to anoint them. So the Bible speaks about anointing, where David is being anointed as king. The anointment is just a sign of a symbolic that God has set apart these two for the work that is called them. In the book of Acts, we know that God says to the apostles, he says to them, set aside Paulus and Barnabas for me, for the mission that I've called them. So today we at Shofar Boston, we're setting aside Theo and Samuel for what God has called them to do. Not for Shofar, because God's called them to stand here in front and to lead us. And in response to that, I would really like you to stand, just as a declaration, for you saying, I will submit under the authority that God has given these two men. And I'm willingly and I'm accepting today that what has happened here, I'm in agreement to that. So if you agree with that, what we are doing right now, please to stand as a confirmation to us all. And let's stretch out our hands and really receive these gifts from God.
Jesus' name. Lord, we bless your people, speak a new season upon your leaders. Speak a new day. Speak new authority.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that in the holiness of the church, they will uphold. We thank you that we do this in the presence of the saints, the presence of the Holy Church of Jesus Christ. We are declaring that these men, from today onwards, they will not just only be concerned about their souls, but they will be concerned about the souls of men and women that you have entrusted to them. Thank you, Lord, that as we speak, as we pray for them today, we speak that their hearts may be enlarged, their capacity, their tents may be enlarged. That when they sit to have fellowship with you, they are no longer just doing it for themselves, but they are going to hear your voice regarding what you want to do in the body of Christ and in his sheepfold. We thank you, Lord. We lay it in their hearts, a new desire, Lord. Put in their hearts a new compassion. Put in their hearts new grace. Put in their heart mercy, Lord. Mercy and mercy. May they be merciful, Lord, when they have a right to be upset. May they have mercy. May they have grace for your church. Because you died for your church. And may they have more grace. May they have more grace in their hearts. More grace in their speech. More grace in their walk. Because you give that expansion to man. Thank you, Lord, that we are partakers of the resurrection of Christ, of his suffering and of resurrection. Today onwards, they will be partakers of his suffering in the Lord, as well as of his resurrection power and the authority that comes with that resurrection. In the name of Jesus, we declare a new day and a new power and a new authority and a new understanding of the scriptures. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. And we bless the people that are going to follow. We bless your church. We bless the children of the Lord. That, Lord, in this grace, in this wisdom, in what you do, you say it, Lord, in your word, that the gospel, it is a stumbling block to those who are foolish. But may they find wisdom in partnering with what you are doing. We bless the people, we bless your children. They are blessed when they walk in, they are blessed when they submit, and they are blessed when they walk with the Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Ilana, can you also come to the front? Carolyn and Siko, can you just quickly come to the front? We recognize that Theo is not alone. He's a husband to one wife. And I know she's super proud of him today, because the recognition that Theo has doesn't come just from him, but we see it how he treats his wife. And yeah, we trust with Samuel for his wife. So thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So just as our families, we just impartate that love. If you can come stand with me. Yeah. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for these amazing men, Lord, and we just recognize their families as well. We recognize Ilana. Thank you, Lord, for the call that you have in her life as well. And thank you, Lord, that we know that in order for Theo to be effective and willingly leading in your church, Lord, he needs a wife, Lord, that really backs him, Lord, and really supports and really, yeah, when it's tough, Lord, to encourage him, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We just recognize that Theo is not alone today, Lord. We recognize Ilona, recognize the call on her life as well, Lord. And we thank you for Samuel. Thank you that Samuel, Lord, he's already a servant in your house, but we know that you have the correct desires, Lord, for him. And we know that desires involves a wife. We just come and pray that over him as well, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we recognize the call on his life today. Recognize the call for your word. Recognize the call for your spirit. Recognize the call for the prophetic, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that we will always listen to what he says, Father. Yeah. Thank you that he listens to you, Lord. And thank you that he speaks directly from you. I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, not for just days and years and all these things, God, but we thank you for divine moments. Father, we recognize this moment, Lord, as something divine, God, as a Kairos moment, Lord. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can be a part of what you are doing, God, in the lives of these individuals, Lord, and also what you are doing in the life and the journey of this church, God. We praise you, God, that we are going to be, God, and indeed are already all the more richer, God, because of the gift, Lord, that these men carry, God, because of their contribution, God. When, Lord, it wasn't even a thing, God, they chose to serve you, God. They chose to lay down their lives, Lord. We recognize, God, them as servants first, God, and leaders, Lord. We thank you for promotion, God. We thank you, God, that you are God who reward those who diligently seek you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can recognize this moment, God, as you, God, just backing them, God, rewarding them, God, for their obedience, God, rewarding them, God, for their lives laid down, God, their moments of service, God, whether it was comfortable, whether it was uncomfortable, Lord, whether it was a happy thing, Lord, they choose to do your will, God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen them, God, to continue to do your will, God. We love you, Jesus. We celebrate what you are doing, God. Father, we pray, God, that their participation, God, would yield such fruit, God, in the name of Jesus. Practically, God, in the life of this church, God, and practically, God, in the lives of each and every person here. We just declare your goodness over their lives, God. We just speak unity over family life, God, and marriages, Lord. We just speak unity, God, in Jesus' name, God. Father, that we pray, God, that you would continue to take care of their business, God, as they take care of yours. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Just give a shout to Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your, I don't want to call it patience. Probably patient, for being patient today, because it is a big service, and like we said, we are excited for what God's doing. So if you can fly that thank you slide for me quickly. Oh, you have it though. Okay, it's fine. Just the thing is like, there we go. Good. So, thank you for me today, and I think I'm going to call talent up now. But from our side today, I see she's disappeared now. Kelly. She's with the children. So just give a round of applause to Rita and Kelly. They walked around the clock yesterday, and Mr. T and Adon. Yesterday, they've really walked in here, and I was like, what just happened? There was a transformation that happened. So, from our side, I just want to thank you. Thanks for that. Kelly, there you are. Can you come to the front, please? Quickly. Thank you. And Kelly's been not only here on Saturday, but she's been at the church office on Friday, cutting and pasting and getting stuff ready. And yeah, she and Rita's have been amazing just to see what they're doing. And yeah, we really want to just honor you. Kelly, thank you so much for making this day possible for us. And yeah, for all this beautiful. This was actually our idea. I was going to go with the three like that. And she's like, no, let's do the U. So I hope you like it because I liked it. Yeah, so Kelly, thank you. Can we just give a round of applause for that to Kelly? There's something small from us. Yeah, just to say thank you. Thank you for that. Ursula, thank you. Rita, if you can stand here next to me quickly. So, a lot of you guys don't see what's currently happening behind the scenes and what's happening on a Monday to a Friday, although she's only given on paper 3 days, half days a week to make sure everything gets done. Late night WhatsApps and stuff and late night phone calls and getting a lot of stuff done. Talent, if you can also come up quickly. We just want to honor Rita quickly. So Rita, this is something small from us just to say thank you for today. Thank you for everything you've done, making sure everything gets done. Running around, driving up and down, literally, from store to store, sourcing everything that is needed, making sure everything is done, Sunday after Sunday. If there's no one on coffee duty, hospitality, she's there at the back. If there's no one here, she's here. So, Rita, we appreciate you. Thank you. And then congratulations to you and Adon on your 12th anniversary today. Congratulations. Well done. Yeah, thank you. You're an inspiration to us. And yeah, so thank you so much for everything. Kelly and Rita, thank you so much. Cool. Yeah, I know. And then I haven't forgotten about them, but they when I told them it's the celebration service, they're like, wow, it's our first year anniversary. And they're like, I'm like, okay, so you guys are going to be away. They're like, no, we're going to be here. So, Brett and Cindy, congratulations on 1 year. Well done. Well done. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing the day with us. You're not choosing to be somewhere romantic. This is romantic. Look at us. Hey, we rolled out the carpets and everything for you. So, congratulations. Yeah. Cool. Then I'm going to share a small word. I'm not going to be too long. I'm conscious of the time. And then we're going to have lots of fellowshipping together. So before I start, can you just flight quickly that first part, just a small video that we want us to watch quickly. Father, we thank you that you're the one who built your church, Lord. Thank you that you are with us, Lord. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Pray that as I minister now, Lord, that you, Lord, will minister through me, Lord, that your words will be in my mouth. In Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning I'm excited to share with you something that God's been, I think it was one Saturday morning, while we were having our rusk and coffee in bed, Saturday mornings, myself and Carolyn, and we read together and we pray a bit together. And yeah, so that is where God started. I was reading, meditating on the Psalms for quite some time now, and been working through the Psalms. So those who are close to me would know, that is what I speak about this whole year, just about Psalms. And God really just spoke to me through Psalm 144. And I really asked God, like, Lord, what is it that you want to really speak to us about this year? And how do we reflect? And Psalm 44, is when you read it, most people will think about it's about war. And it is about war because God gave David and his soldiers whatever they prayed for because he was with them. And this psalm is a psalm that David writes before becoming king. And he's saying to God, God, I recognize that I'm becoming this king now, but before I do this, I want you to know, and this is where that the covenant comes in that he speaks about in 2 Samuel 7, where God makes the covenant with David and say, David, your line will always be, your bloodline will always be on the throne. And we know that is brought into fulfillment with Jesus. But David recognizing here God, and he's saying to God, God, as you were with me, please be with my legacy. Please be with my sons. Please be with everyone that will come after me. And we know that God was so faithful to his word that he constantly reminded each and every king that came after David that the blessing and the covering that he had with David, the covenant that he made with David, it's still valuable. It's not that it's now David is now no longer there. Now it's gone, and that just reminded me about how God is really a God who's faithful, and that's why you see that the sermon title is the Faithful God. God is faithful, and that is why we're sitting here today because of God's faithfulness. We sang about it. We speak about it. And David understood it, that God was the faithful one. And that's why he wrote the psalm and he prayed to God saying, God, please be with those who are after me. Please don't let your spirit depart from them. God, when they're going to battle, be with them. God, don't leave them because we know if you are not with them, they will not make it. And that brings me to Psalm 144 that says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. He subdued people under me. The Lord, O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? And we like to quote that scripture and say, hey God, what is man that you think of me? What is man that you thought about us? And then he says, God says, man is like breath, his days are like passing through shadows. Bow you heavens, O Lord, come down and touch the mountains that they may smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them, send out arrows and rooted them. Stretch out your hand from on high, rescue and deliver me from many waters and from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speak lies, who right hand is the right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God, upon my 10-string harp thing. We call it a guitar modern, but it's not 10 strings. Play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescue David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of the foreigners, whose mouth speak lies and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. May our sons in their youth be like a plant fully grown and our daughters like corner pillars. cut for the structure of the palace. Okay, and then he goes and he says, many other gods are providing full kinds of produce. May our sheep be forth like thousands and our 10,000s in our fields. May our cattle be heavy. Heavy, like a heavy with young, suffering and mishap and failure in bearing. May there be no cries or distress in our streets. And then it comes to this last amazing scripture which I want to focus on today. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Now you're going to ask yourself, Patel, why using this amazing royal psalm which speaks about kings and victory who reigns over the Israel? So this psalm was also written just before David. He was the king of Judah, but then he became the king of Israel. Then he ruled over everyone. He ruled over everyone. And this is where he writes the psalm from. And he says, the Lord was with me, and I recognize an omnipresent God, a God who's up there, he's powerful, and he's worthy, and he's worship, and wants to have a relationship with me. He has personal interest within who I am as David. A person, a king, yes, I'm a king, but I don't count myself as a king because I'm really looking at this God who is all powerful and mighty. And God, without you, I won't be able to be here today. God, without you, I won't be able to stand here today. God, without you, I won't be having the victories that I have, because if you were not with me, these victories would have been there. And David's recognizing this from God, and he's saying to God, hey, God, please be with our sons, my sons. Got it? Please be with them. Please be with them. And he prays and he asks God, hey God, don't let them be on their own. God, be with them. Let them have hope in you. You are the steadfast one. The steadfast love of the Lord never fails. His mercies are new every morning. And God, and David speaking to God about that, he says to God, God, your steadfast love is my fortress and my stronghold. Like we sang this morning, and we said, God, Jesus, your name is the banner that we run into. Your name is the name that we take covering in. Your name is the name that we take and we have feel safe under. Your name is the name that we take and we walk by. Your name is the name that sets people free. Your name is the name that every knee and every tongue in heaven and on earth will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is the point that we are here for, to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Atona, the Father. But as Jesus was with David, Emmanuel, God with us, he's with us today. And that's why for me sharing that story about Shofar this morning, because it was with Shofar that God was with. God is with Shofar Boston, am I right? God is with Shofar movement. When we know that, because we can see the growth in the people's lives. We see the growth in our own lives. Many of us who are sitting here were students in Stellenbosch, met someone that got saved at Shofar, and then your life started changing. I remember being in rehab, going to Shofar, and just being drawn to the zealousness of the youth, or not the youth, but the students back then. Because I was a young working, no, I wasn't working back then yet, because I was an addict. But I was just drawn to that. I was like, God, something is up here, and I want to know what this is. And we know that God did that in all our hearts, that you saw someone's lives being transformed. I know my wife, when she walked into Shofar Paul, she wasn't sure that she wanted to be there, because she came from a smaller church, and it was a church that everyone knew everyone. Now she's walking into this church. But then God told her, if you want to grow, then you should stay. And if you want to be comfortable, then you should go to the other church. And that's how God meets most of us, eh? And that's how God, even when Fred started this church, we know that in that time, in 1992, he sat around the table with some of the church leaders, and they told him, you are not starting a church in this community, because this is a predominantly white community, and you are a mixed race couple, and you want to come and start a church here, and we know, but God said they must start a church here, and God sustained the church, and that's why this church is still standing today, and God said that Shofar will be the one who will be preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth, and we have seen, and we have witnessed God doing what he said he did. Just as God told with David, he said, you will rule over nations. And he did. Because God was with him. So just as God is with Heinrich right now, he's with us as the movement, part of this movement. As God was with Ross when he planted Pretoria back then. When Ross and Magritte planted Pretoria, they never knew that they were going to become to Shofar Tigerberg, which is going to be expanding to families, and then they're going to have to plant Shofar the Tiger, and then from Shofar the Tiger, they're going to have to then plant Shofar Durbanville, because the church is just growing so much, and then from Shofar Durbanville, you're going to have to plant Shofar Brackenfeld, and then from Shofar Brackenfeld, you're going to have to plant Shofar Boston. And look at the lineage where God is taking us through as a movement today. As Shofar Boston, we form part of a church movement where God says, I am with you. Heinrich still reminds us today, and he said on that video that God said we will preach to the ends of the earth, but through Shofar, not because of Shofar, 40 million people will know that Jesus is Lord, but it's because I said so. I, God, said so, that there will be so many. So as God was with Fred and Lucille in Stellenbosch in 1992, God is with Shofar Boston right now, right here. Amen? God's not given up on us. The same prayer that David prayed, and he said, God, as you were with me when I was fighting these battles, be with my lineage, be with my sons. And we know that Jesus still reigns today, and his name is above every other name, because of God saying that I will be with you. God is a God of covenant, and what he says will prevail. What did God say about us? God says Shofar Boston will go out and be a bridge building church. He will bring, Shofar Boston will bridge people of different backgrounds to each other. Shofar Boston will bridge people of different cultures to each other. Shofar Boston will bridge people of different social economic classes to each other. And if you look around you today, who is the people sitting next to you? We all don't look the same. And I'm not saying it to be harsh or anything. It's not a racist comment or anything like that. It's about what God said about this church. And he is faithful, and he brought it to pass. In February 2018, we were starting our first service in Jack Miller Park, whereby we were praying and worshiping God out in Jack Miller Park, and that was the first service on the 19th, actually. The 18th was a Saturday, the 19th of February. Who would have thought that later on we were sitting around a table celebrating God's faithfulness throughout this year? Look around the people, look around who's sitting beyond you. And just remind yourself that God's word will not return to him unless it said out what he wanted to accomplish. And that God is true to his word. God said to us as the eldership, go plant. But why did it root here? Not because of us, because of God said, go and plant. I was speaking to Ross this week, and we were really just reflecting in the time of chatting together and praying, and we were really just reflecting on this year and what God has accomplished through Shofar Boston. Not because of us, not because of Shofar Boston, but because of him. And we know that God is the God who says who he says he is, and one of the characters of him is that he is true to his word. He's a God of his word. So, I'm going to wrap up this now, but what I want you to do is, I'm going to flight a little power, a video about just this year. about how we started, where we started off, and what God did in this year. But before we do that, can we maybe just flight that the video of India quickly? So this is just some feedback. God said that we will go, Asher for Boston. We will be part of the nations. God's called us to be part of the nations. We know that we're doing the GPS, not only the nations, but our neighbors, people around us, and well. And I had the privilege to go to India this year and share with the people of Ladakh, with Azra and Yudi. And once you, after the service, I encourage you, there's a little board at the back, nice orange board that has the story of Azra and Yudi. And as a church, we're really going to trust God and we're going to pray for them. We're adapting them as a couple, a missionary couple, missionary in Ladakh, currently not that one, the one of India. Adan, is the India video not there? Sorry, man. It's fine, we'll flight it later once we're eating. We'll just give some feedback on what we did there. But with that being said, so Azra and Yudi are currently a couple laboring there. And as God is with us here, God is with them as well. And what is the one thing that we can extend to them is our prayers. So I want you to make a note of their names, Azra and Yudi. And we're going to pray with them. We're going to trust God for them, for their ministry in that time. We're also trusting as the team to send the team next year, and we're excited to do that. So the next video that we're going to play is going to be the feedback video of us. Not that one. We're not going to play that one. The other one, the slideshow, your slideshow. Yeah. Thank you, Martin, for working last night and getting our slideshow ready. But I want you just to look at this video as I'm wrapping up. There's a thank you card in front of you. A small little thank you card. It's not for us. We're saying thank you to you. But I want you to write on this card at the back something that you are thankful for this year, for God for. Something that God has done in your life. Maybe he's brought you through something and then he said, he brought you to Sofa Boston or whatever. Just something you're thankful for. And I'm going to encourage you to put this in your Bible. Whenever you read your Bible, whenever you do your Bible study, just be reminded about what you've written down on this card and really reflect on what God has done for you during this year. So I'm going to flight that slide quickly. Thank you, Martin, for that video. Give Jesus a hand. Thank you, Martin. That looks amazing. Thank you, guys. Yeah, so the heart of today was basically just to take us back to what God has said in the beginning of this year, where God has brought us to the memorial. As David had lots of armies that he overthrown, and he became king of everyone, and he was the ruler, and he still reigned. His bloodline is still on the throne today. Just as well as God told Fred and Lucille May that we will spread the gospel to the end of the earth. And God's to Heinrich now busy planting new churches all over. We're really trusting God for the rural areas, and really trusting God. And we are one of those fruits of what we've spoken. And that's the excitement of the God that we serve today. And that's the faithfulness of the God that we serve today. So I'm going to put one last thing on, quickly, that one that you just wanted to do before this. And we're just going to, Heinrich is just sharing really his heart with us. So Heinrich is our national, international leader from the Shofar Movement. For those who don't know me, know him, Heinrich Titus. We will invite him to come and preach here and to see what God's doing here. He's already sent a voice note and he's excited to come. So yeah, God's really doing an amazing thing amongst us, and today is just a celebration of God's faithfulness. So, are you ready?
Additionally, some churches focus more on the rural areas, some more in cities. And thus far, as a Shofar family, we've also been graced by God to be able to really plant and establish like beachheads in cities. But I see God opening up the door for us more and more to rural areas, to see His gospel going there, people being discipled there, and seeing different generations coming together, not just the young. Not just the students, or not just the young working people, but different generations coming together. I feel that the Lord has slowly been building a resilience in us, a compassion, and a heart of service towards other communities. But that some of those communities have been close to us, and were just waiting for us to embrace what God is doing in our own midst, and that brokenness. So I see us really becoming this multi-generational, multicultural church family, which we're just scratching the surface of that. And I'm seeing people who understand the weightiness of the call, just like somebody who's planting a church, understand that God is called. You know, so whether that's within the education or whether it's in the entertainment industry, to see that really growing, seeing that really, really exploding and going forward. So I've got a big dream in my heart that over the next 5 years, we'll be planting more churches than what we did in the previous 30 years. I believe there's a tsunami of wave momentum coming. God is beginning to bless us with physical resources that He's given us. And the key for us is going to be to keep our hearts soft, and to keep our hearts humble, because the blessing is not just for us.
Amen, exciting. So last year, Shofar turned 30, and these videos are on YouTube, so if you would like to do that, take them through. They're part 1 to 5. I just did the first one just to show us where it's coming from. So far as currently, we have over 50 churches in 5 different countries. That is what God is doing. And we form part of that. So I really want to encourage you as we think about your thank you now. Really just thank God for where you're at in your life. Because if it wasn't for God who spoke these words to other men back then who were obedient to God's call, none of us, and if it wasn't for Jesus ultimately, none of us would have been here. But God spoke over this church room and he said, people will know me. People will know me and people will know me. And today I want to encourage you, people around you will know Jesus because of your presence where you go. Where you are, people will know Jesus. Where you live, people will know Jesus. Where you work, people will know Jesus. Your running teams, your cycling groups, people will know Jesus. Because it's like Heinrich said, it's in that tough times and enduring that worst times where you really see the true character. And I believe that each one of us carries that glimpse that God's given to us and spoken over our lives. Let's all stand together. We wrap up the service. Thank you for being patient with me this morning with everything that we had to do. Yeah, really, really appreciate it. Father, we thank you, Lord, that Jesus, that you said, Lord, that I'm not going to destroy this world again, Lord, but I'm going to come and I'm going to show them and I'm going to pitch my tent among them. I'm going to show them that it is willing and it is possible to follow me. It is possible to follow me. And I'm going to show you, we know that Job's cry out was like, Lord, you can't, you don't know the struggles that we are facing right here on this earth, Lord, today. But Jesus, then you said, let me come down. Let me show you it is possible. And today, Lord, we are witnesses of that, Lord. Each one of us standing here bear witness to the hope that you bring, to the hope that you are, to the salvation that you bring, to the saving grace that you give each one of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that that speaks a testimony, Lord, that your word says, Lord, that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And may we not be discouraged today, Lord. May we be reminded that Jesus is the same yesterday and today, Lord. That you have never changed and you will never change, Lord. And that the gospel has not lost its power, but we will go out boldly proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ to the world, Lord. I pray, Lord, that in this holiday time that we're entering in, Lord, that we won't stop being Christians, but we will start being your hands and feet. We pray, Lord, that as we go out in this world, Lord, that we won't forget that the seed that you've planted in us, Lord, to be laborers of you today, Lord, that you will continue watering that seed, Lord, that we will see the harvest wherever we go, Lord. I pray that our eyes will be open to see the harvest, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that each and every person who interacts with us over this holiday period, Lord, will experience the love of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for this amazing church, Lord. We thank you for this family. Thank you for people that you've planted here, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are in control. We thank you, Lord, that you are the head of this church. As we celebrate your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord, may you dine with us around this table today. Thank you that you provide, Lord, that we can eat together. Thank you that we can have fellowship today, Lord. I pray that you bless our times, Lord, together. May the Lord bless you and may he keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and may he be gracious to you. Therefore, go in peace. Amen. Amen. Don't rush off. Mr. T and Brink, they've been champs, eh? They've been brying this whole time for us. Sausage, so we're going to have some boerewors rolls. Please, there's lots of food, guys. There's lots of food.